For most moms, it can feel overwhelming to try to navigate the constantly changing world of health and wellness when we're inundated with the latest media-driven fads and gimmicks, especially when we don't see any lasting results. All of that is about to change. Welcome to the Sheila Strong Show, creating strong and healthy moms through tried and true strategies, guaranteed to give you the motivation and how-to systems necessary to transform your mind and body. This is what works in the real world for real moms. Now, welcome your host, with over 10,000 client sessions and a decade of experience in the health and fitness industry, Sheila Townsend.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. Welcome to the Sheila Strong Show. On today's Mindset Monday episode, I want to talk about how one of the most effective ways for us to achieve our goals is when we actually take a break from them. I know we kind of don't think about it that way sometimes, but I find that the number one reason we don't become the best version of ourselves and reach our goals is that we get in our own way. And I talked a little bit about that on last week's Mindset Monday episode on just getting out of that you're not good enough kind of mindset. But what I see happen is that we worry too much about what others think and we don't want to let them down. So we become the person others want us to become. And basically we don't give ourselves permission to be happy and do what we want. And it happens to all of us. And that's why I wanted to share with you how you can reset and step away from your problems to set yourself up for long-term success. Because that's ultimately what we want. We want to be able to set ourselves up for something that's sustainable, where we can experience that success in the long term. Okay, I want you to think about your fitness and health goals. They could be to lose a couple of pounds, to start eating better, exercising more. Now think about what has actually been holding you back. Chances are, you just thought of a lot of excuses, like you don't have enough time, or you're too busy with your kids and work to get in a workout routine or stick to a diet. Look, I understand. I struggle with balancing things, being a mom and having a gym and a career, and it's not easy when you have young kids. And when I find myself having a rough stretch where I'm just not consistently eating well or fitting in my workouts, I just take a break from it all. I basically have a refresh. And I recommend this to a lot of clients and other moms. And it doesn't have to be this. I'm not saying a break or a refresh for months at a time. But when you're struggling with it, just getting that refresh or reset can really set you up for just getting yourself back on track. Again, I'm not saying you need to obviously stop being a mom or raising your kids or talking to your friends. You don't have to be a ghost. But what you need to do is this. So look at your schedule and see when you can realistically take a break for 21 days or at least 2 weekends. So, I mean, a break meaning that you're taking a break from some of the things that are distracting you, that are taking you away from focusing on yourself. So if you can get through 2 weekends of actually eating right, so focusing on you, eating right, avoiding the social pressures, pleasing others, and making the time to actually fit in your exercise and your fitness, then you can create the habits that help sustain that lifestyle that you want. It's really all about those first kind of 3 weeks where you can just have a good first 2 weekends and it really sets you up. So I know this sounds kind of hard and that's because, it can be. But there are times where it's necessary to challenge yourself and just take a step back from the issues that you've got here in the first place, really. So I mentioned before that the biggest thing that gets in our way of achieving our goals is ourselves. We get in this mindset that we can't do something and then we let others dictate how we're supposed to act. And this is why taking a break is one of the most effective ways to actually reach your goals. So by taking, 3 to 4 weeks to actually create new habits, you get your body going in a new healthy direction. And this long of a break and kind of detox is better than, let's say, 5 days. Because a couple of days is really not long enough to encourage change. If you're actually doing it health-wise, it's not long enough to just reduce inflammation, balance your blood sugars, like build muscle that boosts your metabolism and create long-lasting habits. So when I work with clients on weight loss goal or body transformation goal, I talk about doing this for 21 days or 2 to 3 weekends to simplify it. It's just focusing on eating whole foods for those 2 to 3 weekends, reducing stress levels, and detoxification. These are the things that when you combine them together, you're really going to get that boost that you need. You're going to get yourself going in the direction that you're looking to go. And what's great about this little break, and we're focusing on yourself, is you're also removing yourself from negative influences. And I think that's key as well, as we don't realize sometimes what impact those negative influences have on our life and our health. And so too many times we take a short break or we go a whole work week of eating healthy and avoiding alcohol and working out. But then the weekend hits and all the work you put in goes away. You just, you binge on the weekend or you totally don't focus on things. So that's where I find having the mindset of saying, okay, I'm going to get through 2 weekends with a good positive focus. That really, really helps. Again, that's why my 2 weekend rule works, because you start to see how you can stick with this healthy lifestyle, you know, these choices when balancing your other responsibilities. And you work around the birthday parties and kids practices and a night out with your girlfriends. And you just focus on the changes necessary to help you reach your goals. And you're going to love the results you see when you take this break. I've seen clients actually lose 15 pounds in the first 21 days. And again, like, it obviously slows down as you go, and some of that's water weight. But it's also how they feel, like their joints hurt less, they have more energy, their skin looks better. They overall look and feel like a different person. So it's just crazy what you can do in 21 days. So I think sometimes we get wrapped up in, you know, I have to do this for the next 6 months or a year or forever. And that's what overwhelms us, and we don't actually start. So I find when you just focus on those first 3 weeks, it becomes something that becomes manageable that you can do. So the point is, when we make the commitment to take a break and change, it helps you create that strong, healthier, happier you. And that's what we want. You're less likely to fall back into old habits of eating out all the time or going to bed late or letting stress take over your body. And what you find is that you start getting the knowledge for what is working for you and how you can find time to go out. And you can have that cheat meal without gaining the weight back and feeling unhealthy. Okay, now let's talk about how to start this break, which is completely up to you and your schedule. I mentioned earlier for you to, you know, look at the calendar and find the right time. So when you look at your schedule, pick 2 to 3 weeks and you think of nutrition and workout times and where you don't have, you know, big parties or major life event schedules, and try to make it as smooth of a transition as possible. But remember, like, there's always going to be events that come up. But again, if you have built this foundation ahead of time, you're far more likely to stay on track. Okay, so I have a final kind of 3 tips to help you out when you decide to take this break and really focus on you. The first is your sleep patterns. So I suggest you aim to go to bed half an hour earlier than what you normally would. Do this for the first 4 to 5 days, 45 minutes to an hour earlier. The goal is to get more quality sleep so you actually, you know, have that quality time for yourself in the morning. And when I do break like this, one of the things I love the most is I feel like I have more time in the morning. And that's the biggest thing, is that if you have more time in the morning, it sets your day up for success. You're less stressed, and then you look forward to the time you have, you know, where you can actually, maybe you meditate or you get in your workout before all the responsibilities of the day kick in. And then you can actually enjoy a healthy breakfast. My second tip is find a partner or somebody who can help you with this reset. Like, studies have shown better results happen when you have someone who shares the journey with you. And it's why community workouts sometimes work, and classes work, or partner workouts work out really well. And it's why even your husband or your partner or your friend or family member can make the world of difference when you're trying to make this change. And having someone do this with you will be so helpful, and it kind of eases the fear of what others think about your lifestyle change as well, especially if you can include a friend or family member. And speaking of what others think, this is my final tip. Tell the ones that are close to you that you're going to be taking this break, this reset. Tell them you may miss out on a couple events so you can avoid the social pressure of focusing on, and you know, you can avoid having to feel like you want to fit in or do what everyone else is doing. So it could be a family game night, reading, or even a workout, and that's what you prefer to do instead of going out and maybe eating and drinking alcohol or going out and partying. Let them know you need to do this and ask for their support. So overall, plan it out and start creating the habits. This type of break, it really can change your life. And it seems like such a minor, small thing, but it really, really can change things for you. So what I want you to do is reach out if you have any questions for how to start. It's funny, at our studio and also myself personally, I sometimes do this a detox plan for 14 or 21 days, and I can share more information on that if you're interested. It's a great way to kind of reset things, especially if you really want some structure and some focus. And if you continue to feel like a drastic change needs to happen, but you make the excuses to keep waiting, I think the detox and the break for 21 days is actually an awesome way to go. I've seen it help literally hundreds of clients, and it helps them start creating better habits. I'm confident that it can work for you as well. So if you want any more information about that, you can send me a quick DM on Instagram or just send me an email or go to the show notes, and I've got some more information on the detox. It's pretty straightforward, but it's just a way to kind of reset your system and get you going, especially if weight loss is a goal of yours and also that you're just kind of feeling like you're in a bit of a rut. Okay, that's all I have for you today, guys. Thanks so much for listening. If you have any questions, again, or feel this can help anyone you know, please let them know about the Sheila Strong podcast. I'm on iTunes. You can subscribe for free on there. Or follow me on Instagram, Sheila_Strong, where every week I'll have the podcast topics along with some free workout and nutrition tips. See you next time, guys, and have a great weekend.
Ready to take your health and wellness to the next level? Head over to SheilaStrong.ca for a comprehensive guide to Sheila Townsend's trusted resources, recommendations, workout regimens, and free reports based on exactly what she and her team uses with clients in her private studio, Prime Personal Training in Vancouver. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Sheila Strong, and we look forward to helping you become a healthy and strong mom for you and your family.